BZUP 1602 Kasali ka.
Saya at sigla sa DZUP 1602. Simula ng umaga sa boses ng estudyante. Mga programang likha ng mga estudyante para sa mga estudyante. Pagsapit ng alas 11, tara! Tugtugan na sa talatugtugan kung saan ihahatid sa inyo ang magandang musika at masayang kwentuhan. Tuwing alas 12 ng tanghali, nakahanda na mga programa sa At Your Service para kayo ipaglingkuran at sumagot sa inyo mga katanungan. Sa alauna ng hapon naman, makinig, makiisa at makialam sa samut-saring ideya at adhikain ng mga programang may magagandang layunin sa Advocacy, Balitaan, Baligtaktakan at Kwentuhan sa alas 3 ng hapon sa May Punto Ka Dyan. Pumasok na sa back-to-back na eskwelahan sa radyo kung saan bida ang iba't ibang kolehiyo ng pambansang pamantasan, ang Radio School. Tatlong oras na, alas 4 hanggang alas 7 ng gabi. At tawagin na ang buong tropa pagsapit ng alas 7 dahil tropang radyo na kung saan nabubuo sa radyo ang tropahan. Sobrang saya at sigla mula Lunes hanggang Biyernes. Kaya tara na sa matinong usapan para sa maunlad na bayan dahil sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Ready!
Game, bro!
Let's start!
Handa na!
Tropang Radyo!
Tropang Radyo!
Tropang Radyo!
Tropang Radyo!
Tropang Radyo!
Yo, yo, yo mga katropas, Friday night na po. At as we say here in Tropang Radyo pag Friday, it is last say Friday. Yan po ang Revyo sa Tropang Radyo. Yo. Ako po ang inyong katropang Jane.
Ako po si katropang Dex.
Yan. At ngayon pong araw na ito is, it's so nice to be talking to our katropa. It is. And please remember that before, kasi baka...
Before anything else.
Please remember that mga katropas, that we just love this job. That on a slow movie week, we have no choice.
Force ourselves
to watch a movie that perhaps is not going to
work at all.
Oo, di ba? So minsan lang talaga minsan ay meron talagang mga linggo na gusto mong mag-review dapat pala na-realize ko katropang din.
Gumawa na lang tayo ng regular
episode. Oo.
What if gumawa tayo on the spot ng regular episode?
Pwede rin, gusto mo ba?
Out of what will come out of this review.
Oo, parang ganun na nga yun. Maikli lang siguro itong review of the movie that we're going to talk about. And so pupunta na lang kami sa
mas partida madam sir na hindi kami talaga nag-usap about this.
Oo, hindi nga. Kasi parang parang pinag-usapan namin before, alam niyo mga katropas, pag nagre-review kami, lagi namin sa'yo, pang-review ba siya? Naalala mo yung ganyan?
Mukha naman ka-review.
Ibig sabihin, it's something that you can talk about for an hour. So yesterday, parang sabi ko, okay, I think this is something we can talk about in 2 minutes and then talk about everything else after. And I guess that jumping off point na lang po ito dahil nobody really wants... Well, kasi the concept is that hirap na hirap po tayong itatawid ang ating first segment.
Mm-mm.
Kasi sa first segment, supposed to be, itatell mo yung story.
Uh-huh.
Sa second, di ba, usually ang inaano natin ay, let's talk about the narratives. Mm-hmm. Tapos yung pangatlo ay yung characters. And then finally, our wish list. Problema na agad sa first ay yung so konsepto ng what is the story. Oo. Kasi hanggang ngayon hinahanap ko pa kung okay. So, pangalawa naman, okay, the narrative. Okay, parang sublay tayo doon.
The narrative.
Then the character. So, I think it's best to just get it over with as fast as we can.
Mm-hmm.
And then reflect on that experience and what that experience is supposed to represent. Mm-hmm. Okay? So, para po sa mga
Nagtataka.
Magtataka. Ano ba itong pinag-uusapan natin ngayon? Oo. Ito po yung It Must Be Love.
Must Be Love.
It Must Be Love.
Ni Daniel Padilla at ni Catherine. Oh my God! I'm so excited to do this.
Hindi po. Actually, it's Slow Movie Week. We watched movie 43.
Actually, wala akong ka-idea-idea ko itong movie 43 na to.
Diba? Kaya lang nakita ang daming, ang gaganda ng mga pangalan.
The previous week kasi, nakita na natin itong parang...
ensemble, ano pa nga, eh, parang may dating na, uy, ensemble movie.
Malaki mga artista na to. Eh, kung nandun si...
Halle Berry,
Hugh Jackman,
Kate Winslet. Hugh Jackman, all either Tony or Emmy Award winner, Oscar winners. So, parang, wow, merong ano to, may gandang ano to.
Interesting siya,
diba? Andito si Elizabeth Banks, si Josh Duhamel. Diba?
Tapos si Dennis Quaid.
Si Greg Kinnear. Si Richard Gere. Oh. Oh my gosh, sabi ko, grabe. They have not had this, you know, ensemble since, ano, what, Ocean's 11, ganyan.
Yung ganun. Parang okay, big artist. But, movie 43, parang...
Big artists.
But, that will surprise you then. Kasi parang, if this is such a big thing, why haven't we heard about it?
Yes. Uh-oh.
Beforehand, di ba?
So, parang ganun. Parang, what is it about it, no? Mm-hmm. And so, actually, medyo may allergy. Ako, ayaw ko laki katropang des, I feel agree. But usually, we get the... Yung ensemble movies are not usually not one of our favorites. Mm-mm. Yung parang, and some movies are usually very watered down, except for Love Actually, which is our, di ba, yun talaga ang maganda. Pero aside from that, most of the ensemble movies are watered down, there's very little characterization, kasi, and there's too many storylines to follow. Mm-hmm. And so, ganun yung may slight anticipation ka of this. Tapos nun, parang syempre, curiosity, sinilip ko naman kung ano siya. Tapos sabi ko, oh my gosh, Dex, I think this is going to be those yung mga Not Another Teen Movie, Vampire Suck, Meet the Spartans. Sabi ko, ito yata ito. Mm-hmm. Sabi ko sa kanya, kasi may mga ganun akong dama nung napanood ko siya. Yan. Apparently, that was giving it too much credit. Hindi ko kinaya.
Shall we? Piling ko kasi parang muntik ka na mag-walk out si Katropan Jane. Kung tumayo na ako nun, tatayo na rin. Tumatakbo pa siya palabas.
Sabi ko nga, nakapag-walk out ka na. I mean, nakapag-walk out ka na ba sa movie?
I can't remember any instance that I have walked
kasi
out.
Kasi usually, parang meron ako kasing, na pag binayaran ko siya, paninindigan ko siya hanggang dulo, di ba? Hindi ko naman yan walk out. So, pero kahapon talaga, parang it became so ridiculous na umabot na siya sa point na parang babuyan na eh. Parang sabi ko, nako, hindi ko alam kung paano ko kukuskusin sa katawan ko yung dinanas ko dito sa episode na to. Tapos, and of course, I mean, I apologize ka tropang this. I think it became a little bit more uncomfortable because I was watching it with yung opposite sex. Diba? Na parang, I mean, of course, yung level of comfort ko naman sa'yo mataas, pero parang, that's something you should watch by yourself and then switch off in the middle of it. Parang ganyan. Pero pagkasama mo siya, parang, may time nakatingin na lang kami sa isa't isa, hindi po yun ang dahilan. Para hindi na lang tumingin sa screen. Grabe, it was so terrible. Hansel and Gretel, five years compared to this. Okay, so let's... You agree? Hindi naman. 3.5.
Not really, pero...
3.5. So, eto na. So, are we ready to talk about it?
I'm still trying to make sense of it. Parang baka naman kasi ano lang. But basically kasi yung movie 43, yung dun sa pinaka-obvious na narrative point niya, is there's this crazy writer-director na nagpipitch ng stories, ng mga films na parang ideas niya for a film na binibenta niya sa isang producer, producers. And then, he started pitching several ideas na nag-manifest in the form of parang...
Vignettes, shorts.
Ganyan siya. So, kada vignette siguro mga around 10 minutes each, 10 to 15 minutes each. na iba-ibang storya, iba-ibang storya. There's this vignette about this character Hugh Jackman, a girl na nakipag-blind date sa isang guy, tapos
sobrang perfect.
Oh,
si Hugh Jackman
to ha,
tapos nagbo-volunteer, tas ano talaga siya, mm-hmm. sobrang sweet.
Kate Winslet went on a blind date with Hugh Jackman guy.
Character, oo, mm-hmm. na ang gwapo-gwapo, ang yaman. Mm-hmm. Tapos meron ngang isang magazine article na kasulat, why is he still single, ganyan. Mm-hmm. So they go and do that. Tapos patas nun. So it was really, you knew they were hitting it off.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Biglang kabig.
Meron palang, ano.
Oo, dun sa neck ni...
May extra testicle
diba?
Oo, pala.
Parang, parang siyang merong, ano, merong hanging testicles doon sa...
Kanyang leeg.
Sa leeg ni Hugh Jackman, character. So, it was really, oh my gosh, nagsisimula pa lang. Tapos parang, and because it's not as if you see testicles every day, so you see it in the neck of this person.
Tapos, in the fact na nasa neck pa siya, you see it the entire time, na nag-uusap sila ni Kate Winslet. And then parang, ah, oh, okay. So, yun siya.
Yung oo. Tapos yung parang yung lahat ng tao, hindi nila napapansin, si Kate Winslet lang. Mm. Tapos sabi ko, oh my gosh, there has to be a reason for each of these. So, gumagawa kami, nagtatry kami mag-squeeze out ng something more intelligent and intellectual about the process.
Mm-hmm.
Pero it was really so crass that you really couldn't. Ganyan. So ganun siya. So, nagsimula siya like that. Mm-hmm. Kahit pa paano, okay.
Okay.
Then,
and then
moving on.
Then there's another ano naman.
Ano, kapit kayo dito mga katropas. Kasi, imagine, it's so hard to get it out of our, to get it out of our system, to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine getting it into our system when you were watching it.
there's a story about two friends na nangidnap naman ng leprechaun. Tapos mm-hmm. parang, in-abuse nila yung leper ko para i-force
yung
ibigay sa kanya yung pot of gold. And then, nagkaroon ng isang madugong labanan ng leper ko, dalawang leper ko sa dalawang tao. And so, nagkapatayan. Mm-hmm. Yun. All because of the pot of gold stuff. And mm-hmm. yun. Tapos, meron namang a story about this mag-jowa na ano, parang the girl was willing to bring the relationship to the next level by allowing her boyfriend to
poop on her. Yes, that's how crazy it is to poop on her. We are now ready. I want you to poop on me.
Yun.
Okay, talagang alam mo nung ano sabi ko, what? Oh my gosh, what's going to happen here? Mm, okay, tapos yun. there is this episode naman of
yung kina Halle Berry naman.
Yung si Halle Berry nagkaroon siya ng blind date. Ang usapan nila truth or dare. Mm-hmm. And so yung dares nila napunta sa point na mga ridiculous na nagpa breast implants, mm-hmm. nagpa ayos na ng labi, mm-hmm. kung ano-ano
ang
na,
ending they don't look the
just the way they used to because
same.
Of the dare. Meron pa, diba sa US meron silang joke na yung yung dinodrawing sa face ng isang guy yung parang yung penis ng guy,
mm-hmm.
tapos no dito pinatattoo dun sa face niya, mm-hmm. So si Katrapang Shrel, I love the reaction. So,
uh-huh.
There's this all this stuff. Tapos yung isa, yung sa parents.
Na parang...
Hinomeschool nila
yung anak nila. Kinukwento na sa kapitbahay. Newly moved yung kapitbahay. Tapos parang, hinomeschool namin yung bata. Tapos make sure namin na meron siyang complete high school experience. And what they meant by complete high school experience was that yung binubuli sa school.
Niniridicule. Tapos yung uncomfortable relationship. Yung first kiss with a girl. And mm-hmm. imagine who the girl is, the mother. Mm-hmm. Tapos merong uncomfortable situation kung saan yung guy, 'di ba yung usually yung meron ding mag-reveal ng feelings na guy sa'yo, it turned out to be it was the father, parang mm-hmm. just to mimic what was
the
going to
the parents are bullying the kid,
binubuli nila tapos sinasabi tapos binivideo parang ano ba to ganyan. So that's one of those mga katrapas na kaman na break muna tayo. If you can, we need a break, that's essentially what this is all about. And then pag babalik po natin, we're trying to find meaning to dun sa lahat ng ito eh. And mm-hmm. then what should be our reflection when we go out. And here's the thing. We're really siguro having a very, very tiring week this week to have let this happen to us. So, wag po kayong maalis mga katropas. Babalik po ang tropang radio.
Psst!
Kasali ka.
Oo nga, kasali ka.
Alam mo pa yung issue tungkol
sa pagkakas? Oo, narinig ko na yan.
Kasali ka. I don't believe that.
Kasali ka.
So what? Eh, ganun
pero
talaga.
Pero kung tutuusin, mali yung
kasali, kasali ka.
Hindi dapat ganun ang pagkakas
okay
sa kanila.
You gotta be kidding me.
Hindi ah, magaling
ka. Ay, John Mars. Ikaw, kasali ang opinion mo.
Matinong usapan para sa maunlad na bayan. Dito sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Exciting ang mga magaganap na pagbabago sa ating mga Lunes simula sa March 4 dito sa DZUP 1602. Pag alas 5 na, kalampagan na! Mas maaga na ang masayang kwentuhan ng ating mga classmates mula sa kalampagan sa Lunes. Pagsapit naman ng alas 6 ng gabi, kapit na sa mga naiibang kwentong hati ng bagong programang Tabi-Tabi Folk no Radio. Kalampagan sa Lunes, alas 5, at Tabi-Tabi Folk no Radio, alas 6 ng gabi, tuwing Lunes dito sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Calling all job seekers. Join Job is on the Air. The Magnus event is Incorporated First Job Fair. Find us at the Labang Town Center Activity Center on March 14 and 15 from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Prepare as many resumes as you can. Visit us and apply at all the companies that suit your qualifications. This job fair is brought to you by Magnus Event is Incorporated in cooperation with DZEP 1602 Kasali ka.
Adik ako sa basketball.
Adik ako sa pagsasayaw. Adik ako sa music.
Hindi mo kailangan ng droga para sumaya.
Magpaka-adik sa mga produktibong gawain. Umiwas sa droga. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Paano kung ang bawat tao, bawat salita, at bawat musika ay biglang mawawala at hindi mo na maririnig pa. Kakayanin mo ba? Hindi sila iba sa atin, kaya wag natin silang maliitin. Let's speak out for deaf empowerment. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Tropang Radio!
Yo, mga katawas, tayo po ay nagbabalik sa Tropang Radio. Yo. And as we say, it is last, say, Friday. Dito po yan sa review. Mga katropas, ako po si Katropang Jane.
Ako po si Katropang Dex.
Ang inyong ka-review, so hindi nyo pa po, mga katropas, we usually are very, very good at this. Believe us.
We are good at this.
We're usually very good at this, but, you know, we're only, you know, ano yung sasabi nila, that you're only as good as your last material. So in essence, kasi then if you can't squeeze anything outside, of a lemon, parang if you can't squeeze anything good, sa isang bulok na material, wala rin naman siyang kalalabasan. And, I don't know. I mean, I've watched a lot of these Not Another Teen Movie na medyo umi-statement. Yung Not Another Teen Movie was actually very, very, for me, very interesting. Kasi, ano siya eh, umi-statement siya about the teen movies of that time and how very ironic things are, di ba? So, mga katropos, ngayon, pupunta na tayo dito sa aspeto ng, we were talking about movie 43, which we didn't hear of actually, both in a good way and a bad way. So,
kasi, ano eh.
Parang na, ano lang siya, below the radar. And so parang na ano kami, na excite, na interest, or nagkaroon ng, ano. So, tinry namin.
And, well, apparently, it didn't turn out the way you expected.
Yeah.
I don't know. Pero ako kasi, since we've seen the film, I was trying to, and I don't know if I'm just overthinking things, but I'm really trying to make sense of what the film
has, there is a little
has,
bit
has,
of
ano, shown me. Yung parang, okay, ano ba yung overall theme nung ano?
Yeah,
ano
yung overall theme, yun talaga ang problema niya.
Yung tema, di ba? Kasi parang,
what was it about?
It's ano eh. It's gross.
Kadire.
The film is gross. In all angles, in all aspects. Bakit?
Na kasi parang I wouldn't even have my name in that. Kung ako artista ako, I wouldn't even want my name attached to the mm-mm. stories that came out there. Mm-mm. Tapos walang-wala naman siyang redemption sa dulo.
Mm-mm.
And I thought, parang, why would these big, huge stars just allow themselves to be part of that?
Kasi that is also what's puzzling me, actually. Is kung ano yung sinabi mo sa mga artista para mapapayag mo sila to work for the project. Kasi it's a bit surprising na these big names, like Kate Winslet is Kate Winslet. Hugh Jackman is Hugh Jackman already. And then parang, how do you actually talk to these actors to do this project? Diba? Tapos parang make a mess out of,
yes,
diba?
And literally make a mess.
Diba? Make Saka a mess hindi, out parang of, ano of eh, things.
Sobrang ano talaga siya eh. Sobrang pumunta siya dun sa realm na hindi talaga, I guess that was it, no? Mm-hmm. Yung pumunta siya sa realm na hindi natin talaga pag-uusapan. Mm-hmm. And then, 2 times 10 mm-hmm. natin yung grossness factor na ito, i-times mm-hmm. 10 natin siya. So, parang, it was, so, in your face, if you know what I mean, mm-hmm. itong supposed to be na, ano niya, na shock value niya, mm-hmm. di ba? Ganun. Parang, for example, hindi pa nga namin natapos yung masinsabi na, meron isa, iBabe siya. Mm-hmm. Yung iPod siya, in a body of a babe. So, ibig sabihin, para na siyang human being. Kumbaga yung, ano natin, ano ba yung mga, yung dolls, mm-hmm. yung dolls na ganyan. Tapos iPhone, parang, ano siya, music. Mm-hmm. MP3, tapos ganun. Tapos, dahil siya, at nakahubad si Babe, ay Babe, mm-hmm. diba? So, tapos, ang ano, ang premise ng storya na yun was, meron siyang blower. Yung blower, mm-hmm. ang hirap nito sa radyo, yung diba pagka mainit yung isang, ano, diba, nilalagay nila ng blower. So, meron siyang parang fan. Mm-hmm. Okay? Yung fan na yun, nakalagay siya doon sa private, doon sa, you know, private, major so, private ng babae. Pagkatapos noon, so dahil syempre, naka-eye babe siya, at alam naman natin ng mga geeks kung saan-saan nila inilalagay yung whatever parts of their body. Mm-hmm. Diba? Ganun. So, parang sabi ko, what is the message in that? And how does that, the eye babe, relate to the iPod?
Mm-hmm.
Parang, ano yung ano noon? So, meron, ako, katropang Dex, to be honest, yung una na yon yung si Hugh Jackman, and then meron siyang testicles sa neck niya.
Mm-hmm.
Okay pa sa akin yon kasi meron pa siyang slightly ako na-appreciate na something.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, it's kadire, yes, pero, diba minsan, as a woman, you date someone, tinatanong kasi nila dun sa characterization ni Kate Winslet. Ikaw naman, ba't ang tagal-tagal mo, bakit hindi ka makahanap ng somebody? Kasi masyadong mapili, ganyan. Mm-hmm. Tapos alam mo saan, you have a Hugh Jackman, kompleto lahat, ganyan-ganyan. Tapos ang gwapo, ang talino, ang does everything. Mm-hmm. And then, meron siyang parang testicle-like sa niya, lalamunan niya. And then that was all she was seeing. She forgot that was good conversation. Mm-hmm. Hindi niya napansin na ang daming mga nagre-relate na very positively dun sa character ni Hugh Jackman, mm-hmm. mga ganyan-ganyan. Ang nakita lang niya, tapos inaano pa niya, kinukol niya pa yung attention mata. Hindi niya ba napapa na meron siyang testicles in his neck.
Actually.
Diba? Parang pwede doon. Nung una na yun, parang, sige, baka na-gets ko doon sa aspeto na yun. And then, all downhill after that.
Mm-hmm.
Wala na yung iba. Ano na yung message? And probably, I was too gross out to really try to look for one.
Baka nga. Kasi ano eh, I feel like there... Meron, feeling ko lang ha, I don't know if I'm giving the one who thought of this project too much credit for it, but I feel like meron naman siyang gustong i-express na something. Very much like that of the Hugh Jackman Kate Winslet guy with testicles on his neck vignette. I feel like meron din namang the other parts, meron din naman. Like itong portion about like yung girl na nagkaroon ng first period niya sa bahay nung guy na parang sort of boyfriend niya ganyan. Tapos
bata pa lang sila as in 10th grade.
Oo, ganyan. So this girl had her first period doon sa bahay. Tapos everyone was freaking out because of it. Parang
hindi nila alam kung ano gagawin nila.
Tapos parang okay sige, parang baka sabi ko in the overthinking mode the material might want to show how freak guys are whenever you know pagka
something
about stuff that only girls do understand, di ba? Parang hindi na lang alam mo gagawin nila eh kapag kami ganun eh, di ba? So parang okay, parang pwede, di ba? Kasi parang talaga naman hindi namin alam eh, and you don't know how you feel eh, ikaw yung nakakaalam naman eh. Kami ang yung boyfriend niya sinasabi namamatay na siya, pero hindi eh, di ba? Parang we don't understand it. And then usually it's the guys freaking out because of things that they don't understand about what's happening sa isang babae. Baka ganun yung message nun. Or baka this I babe thing is about that. It's about, ano, kasi meron ano eh, some of the vignettes, may mga characters na alam mo yon yung sila yun eh, yung sila yung nakakakita ng mali. Sila yung nakakakita, there is something wrong
in
here.
This picture. Oh, diba? Oh, oh, oh.
There's something wrong here eh. Kate Winslet is the one na nandoon sa, yung siya yun, diba? Yung
sa
girl na may nagkaroon ng period, siya yung nakakakita na, eh, ako nga yung ano eh, ako nga yung...
Oh, ba't nagkakagulo kayo
ba't
dyan?
Ba't nagkakagulo kayo? Oh. There's something wrong. And then, yung, I just had my period, diba?
Diba, tas yung isa yung ano,
yung... I-babe meeting, diba? Oh, then, si... Oh my God, napaka-offensive itong product na to. Tapos, ngayon, tapos meron pa sila nilabas na black I-babe. So, now, I'm happy with na meron na tayong color option. Kasi may parang, ano nangyari?
Tapos yung isa dun yung ano, remember dito sa yung nag-uusap, yung magkaibigan na yung isa is going to let, yung nga yung boyfriend nung ano, nung babaeng, I would like you to poop on me. Mm-hmm. Tapos may isa parang, nag-uusapan natin, di ba? Meron isang girl na gano'n.
Meron siyang gano'n laging ano. Sabi ko parang hindi lang kasi siya naging consistent the entire time.
Yes, so.
That there is one person out of the entire eksena, there is one person who is actually showing resistance to the ano,
to the idea
tapos parang everyone else don't think that there is something wrong with the situation when in fact there is actually something wrong, diba? Pero dahil outnumbered siya doon, hindi siya na, diba, siya lang nakakakita, feeling niya spiral of silence to eh.
Mm-mm.
Diba, overthinking mode again, overthinking mode ito ha, na sa kaso ng ano, diba, parang okay, pwedeng yun ng tema, but yun nga, ang hanap ko lang consistency with it eh, kasi parang na break din kasi sa parang saan, oh, para saan yung ano, saan yung short ad na may short na kunin yung babae, or di ba parang para saan yung ano, para saan yung leprechaun kidnapping guys, diba?
Yes, yes, parang, yung leprechaun yun nga eh, parang sa ko wala naman yun, tapos mm-hmm. yung ding ano, yung ding for example yung sa dulo, yung may ano, may pusa, diba? Mm-hmm. Yun, parang yun, medyo na-lost din yun dun sa diba? Kwento. Tapos yung, ano, yung mga bata sa loob na, well, of course, yan, meron siyang ganoong klaseng pa-effect, diba? Pero, yung ibig sabihin, yung consistency din of one vignette towards the mm-hmm. next one, na parang, it's really this hodgepodge. I mean, I'm sure may dahilan, diba? Bakit mo naman gagawin ng isang bagay kung walang dahilan? And why would you get, ang galing siguro na nag-pitch nito?
Mm-mm.
Dito sa mga artista for them to do it, 'di ba? Kasi so parang if you don't understand Kate Winslet, kasi itong episode na to, it's about women who has the perfect guy in front of them but will see just one small itty-bitty thing.
Mm-mm.
And then make an issue about it.
Yun.
So, okay. Ang ganda nung ano, di ba, nung pitch. Pero, sa totoo lang, kung papanood ko yung sarili ko, tapos ako si Kate Winslet, maawa ako sa sarili ko at sasabihin ko, bakit ko ginawa ito? Di ba? Mm-hmm. Kasi maybe there is a concept. Pero in the execution of it, medyo naging very crass yung styling. And mm-hmm. then, dito nga dun sa, ano, dun sa Kate Winslet, before that, may sinabi yung character, yung isang artista. Si Dennis Quaid character, sabi niya, this is going to be an intelligent movie. Di ba? So, think of it this way. So, in essence, kumbaga, nag-i-embed na siya ng thoughts, nag-i-inception na siya sa atin na magiging intelligent movie ito. Mm-hmm. So, was that supposed to be what, para it triggers us to be looking for something intelligent about it? Or is it something na, ang ano is that to, that parang concept is the hustle is on you or the joke's on you. Makatawa sa ating pong bababalik. Let's talk about, well, let's pagsabihin ng konti yung aspeto na yun. Mm-hmm. Trying to overthink and trying to look for meaning. Di ba? Kasi life has to have meaning. And we're trying to look for meaning in this particular movie. And of course, let us see. I mean, character-wise, ano ba ang naganap dito sa ano na ito, sa pelikula na ito? Who knew, ah? Marami pala tayong mapag-uusapan. Mga katrawas, huwag po kayong aalis. Babalik po ang Tropang Radio.
BZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Para sa matinong usapan, para sa maunlad na bayan, BZUP sa 1602. Kasalita.
Magandang trabaho ba ang hanap mo? Tara na sa jobstreet.com Career Fair Manila sa April 1 and 2 sa SMX Convention Center, Pasay City. Dalhin ang inyong application requirements at mag-apply sa higit 300 top companies at PUEA license agencies. Ano pang hinihintay nyo? Sama-sama tayong maghanap ng magandang trabaho sa jobstreet.com Career Fair sa April 1 and 2 sa SMX Convention Center. Ang Career Fair na ito ay handog sa inyo ng jobstreet.com, ang number one job site in the Philippines.
Kalma lang pre, nababagot ka na ba sa traffic na yan? Puro susok dito, bip-bip kung saan. Alisin ang kunot sa noo kaibigan. Hintay-hintay lang pare, huwag go lang ng go. Alamin lang lagi ang pagkurap ng kulay. Red, green, yellow, huwag lang go lang ng go. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Do you love me?
Yes.
Will you take care of me?
Yes.
Will you always be there for me?
Yes.
Will you do anything for me?
Yes.
Do you trust me?
Yes.
Are you willing to go all the way with me?
No.
As a woman, you have a choice. Yes is not the only answer. Learn to say no.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Tropang Radio! Tropang Radio!
Yo, mga katropa, tayo po ay nagbabalik sa Tropang Radio. Yo. Last say Friday, it is Review Day. Ako po si Katropang Jane.
At ako po si Katropang...
So ngayon lang nakikinig, ang Review ay episode... Ay, episode ng Tropang Radio every Friday kung saan pinapasikat po kami. Estepe, gusto po namin makatulong sa aming mga kapwa kung saan. Ano ang dapat panoorin, kainin?
At
kung ano-ano pa in between sa pupunta. No, mostly panoorin kasi may regularity kasi ang panonood, di ba? That means, ano, siguro I guess, nalala ko na yung Game of Thrones ay times siya na, yung Game of Thrones. Parang special, dapat pa 39 clues. Yan, oo.
Kakaririn muna namin.
Hindi naman meron naman conviction to your, lives, di ba? Okay, sa mga katabila. Katropan Dex. Sabi?
Bakit pambata?
Oh, 39 clues, ma-appreciate yun na po what we mean. Okay. So, Katros, we're talking about movie 43. Nadulas ako ng konting mag, kasi medyo magic. Isa pang bad experience sa panood na pelikula na ayaw po sa Manny Dex sa dyan pang Shrel.
Mm-hmm.
So, I shared with her an equally bad experience. Let's talk about Magic 43.
Movie 43. I would want to assume that I'm making it, pero, di ba? Kasi, well, the movie doesn't make sense as it is. I mean, ayaw ko, parang, baka may level ng pag-overthink talaga. Or baka sabi ko nga, baka mamaya naman, yun talaga yun.
Uh-oh.
I mean, what it showed me, just attracted me.
Pwede.
Di ba?
Ang baha.
Tapos, meron siyempre, embedded na, ano, parang, okay, sige, ito yun. That, for all we know, some things lang yan. Diba? Gusto ko maglagay na ano dyan. Sige. And then you make meaning out. Parang okay, sige. Overthinking mode. And then, even, baka ganun din ang ano nun eh. The casting, the, yung manner by which inintroduce yung mga vignettes sa atin. It's all big circus.
Mm-hmm.
It's all a big circus act. It's all a big ano na parang okay sige, this film is intelligent. This film is Chinese. This film is ano, merong heart ganyan. Tapos ito siya. Ngama.
Mm-hmm.
That if you are going to ano, is it what, saan nagsimula yung joke?
Mm-hmm.
Is it doon sa film? Doon sa introduction pa lang? O baka the mere fact that you stepped inside the movie house because you saw Hugh Jackman, Kate Winslet, Justin Long, Elizabeth Banks and whoever doon sa ano sa cast list, 'di ba? Baka doon pa lang nagsimula na ang joke. And ano, manonood ka sa isang film na walang ka-trailer just because maganda ang cast, 'di ba? Just because ang casting noon ay ano is made up of Oscar nominated actors and actresses. Yung ganun siyang wala ka namang ka-idea kung ano yung film, 'di ba? Mm-hmm. Baka doon pa lang nahuli ka na nung con na yon. It was actually a long con for me. Diba?
And parang, then one that I had to sit through, no?
Yung parang, okay, sige, wala ka naman pinuhunan dyan eh. Hindi mo nga napanood yung trailer niyan eh. Tapos ngayon, diba? Dahil lang pili mo, kakabig ka sa isang magandang pelikula. Oh, judging by the cast, yun na siya. Diba? Well, and if you're going to overthink it, baka nga ganun yung nangyari. Diba? Or baka din, sabi ko parang, individually, the vignettes may make sense. But, sabi ko nga, even us doing this review is part of the joke. Diba? Baka nga even this review episode is part of their elaborate plan to, diba? To you know, make fun of us as audience, diba? Which is something for me in my opinion, which is something a bit daring, I guess. Kasi parang, okay. Eh, kung on the surface, eh, nakita natin siya as something naman, eh, well, mga, diba? Which it is, diba? It is talaga. Yung, the pelikula is nothing. Mm-hmm. The movie is nothing. Anything doesn't present us with anything that makes sense. If you're going to try to make sense out of it, you're not sure if it is the right making sense process.
Kasi naisip ko, yes, it actually, in a way, meron talaga siyang, may attempt talaga to do it. I mean, may attempt. Parang, ikaw na lang talaga on your own ang, na yung konsepto ng the active audience kind of thing, na ikaw na talaga na lang humanap ng reason for this movie being even shown. Diba? It was terrible. Tapos nandiyan pa rin. Diba si Justin Bell of People say yes. Sabi ko nga, anybody who pitched this did a remarkable job. Kasi napapunta, or ka na, usap-usap na lang sa lika, ganyan. Kasi kahit na like, yung robot chicken na online po yun, eh, mas talagang may previous. Ito totally, parang isip ko talaga, at hindi lang man ko sabi, kung ang intention man is for us to get the message after, it's the getting through that, which is very, yung getting through the movie, which is so difficult. Diba? Yung parang, may kadiri factor talaga siya. Ganun talaga yun. I mean, I hate to use the word, pero may kadiri factor talaga siya.
Kasi, yung tema din lang ang pag-uusapan, maraming kang tema makikita eh. Diba? Racial discrimination is one. Yung commodification of ano, 'di ba?
Commodification.
'Di ba? Selling sex. Mm-mm. Stupid romantic comedy twist.
Or stupid 'yan. Oo. Tapos yung ano, yung
violence.
That's the concept of the superhero, 'di ba?
Superhero and the pangit na treatment ng mga babae sa usually mga superhero flicks is one machismo, 'di ba? Yung ganun eh, yung okay, iyan yun eh, 'di ba? If you're going to overthink it, 'di ba? Perhaps it will make sense, 'di ba? It will. But how are you going to express it? How are you going to tell us that? I guess that's not the perfect way to do it. Even intelligent people will have a hard time digging it because one, if the image you're using are things that do not make sense on the surface, it's hard to go beyond the ano eh. It's hard to go be, diba? Pagka wala nag-make sense niyan on the surface, at the very least, diba? Intindihan ng mga stupid people, but more intelligent people or the smarter ones would have to be able to dig it on the surface pa rin, diba? Now, if you belong to a different level or a higher level of consciousness than the supposedly smarter people now, then you would have to give us the tools with which we can decipher what your message is because hindi, diba? Your goal in creating a material is to what? To get a message across. And if you're not going to let us, you know, if you're not going to create a bridge or a means for me to the river, hindi siya mag-work. Diba? Yan din yung ano eh, yan yung mismo ano, with a lot of things that aim to create change, 'di ba? Yung parang okay, but first you would have to think of a way to make sense diba, for to help people make sense of it all. Hindi mo kami ipipreach lang ng mga bagay-bagay na magiging abstracto sa amin. Kaya nga sabi ko, baka mamaya pa, again, ito sinasabi ko, baka mamaya parte pa rin siya nung joke eh. Yeah. Diba? Na ano?
That we can't really take away, no? Mm-hmm. Na what was the joke?
Diba? Na, yun siya eh. Yung parang, mm-hmm.
That it is the way it is. Now, bahala kayo kung kayo ay masyadong mag-iisip about it. Or ito talaga yung intention namin. Kasi, pag inisip ko siya, on my end kasi, it's really that, ewan ko ba, parang naalala ko nung natapos yung pelikula, sabi, how did this movie get produced? Mm. Diba? Parang, how did this movie get produced? Who said that it was going to be a good movie? Parang ganun. And maybe, yun yung point na parang, you just have to convince the right people.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? To make a movie, even if it is the worst movie that you have seen. Pero to be honest, it is the worst movie. It seems to be the worst movie I have seen. Kasi sobra talaga siyang in your face. At mm-mm. yung mga taboo themes na usually scratch natin sa surface din naman minsan kapag ano tayo, sa mga pelikula. Dito talaga parang gusto niya talaga tinimes 10 niya talaga yan.
O baka again... Kasama sa goal nila yun. To become the worst movie of the year.
Yeah, maybe that is the case.
Diba?
And,
and we are actually giving them what they want right now.
Is to review them and then let the other people watch it. And then, you know.
Then consider them the worst movie of the year. Diba? Or the worst movie ever.
Or maybe, maybe wala, hindi ako umabot dun sa aspeto ng na-overthink ko siya. Mga katao, sa huling hilit po natin ay wishlist. Meron pa ba tayong konsepto ng wishlist para sa episode na ito? Uh-huh. And, pero I guess in a way, at saka yung ating, to wrap up, diba, this experience. And, kasi there has to be a meaning somewhere. Yun yung ano ko dun eh. Now, there's still a meaning somewhere. And it's not just about earning money kasi I don't think this will earn too much. Makatawas, wag po kayo nga alis.
Baka nga hindi pa binayaran mga artista.
Oo nga eh. Wag po kayo nga alis. Babalik po ang Tropang Radio.
Kasali ka.
Oo nga, kasali ka.
Alam mo ba yung issue
tungkol sa pagkakas? Oo, narinig ko na yan.
Kasali ka. I don't believe that.
Kasali ka.
So what? Eh, ganun
pero
talaga.
Pero kung tutuusin, mali yung nagsasali.
Kasali ka.
Hindi dapat ganun ang pagkakas sa kanila.
You gotta be kidding me.
Hindi ah, magaling
ka. Ay, John Mars.
Ikaw. Kasali ang opinion mo.
Matinong usapan para sa maunlad na bayan. Dito sa DZUP 1602, Kasali ka!
Magkakaroon ng UP Aperture ng isang exhibit na pinangalanang Serve the People, kung saan ipapakita sa pamamagitan ng mga litrato ang significant and active role ng universidad sa paghulma sa lipunan mula noong first quarter storm hanggang ngayon. Bisitahin ang kanilang outdoor exhibit sa AS Steps mula 11:30 a.m. hanggang 1 p.m. sa March 1 hanggang March 15. Tunghaya naman ang kanilang indoor exhibit sa second floor AS Lobby mula March 4 hanggang March 8. Serve the People, kasama ang UP Aperture sa pakikipagtulungan sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Hinday! Tapos ka na bang maglaba?
Opo, ate!
Oh, Hinday! Mag-wish ka nga dito!
Opo, sir! Ay, bebe, tahanan! Doon na si Yaya. Niluto ko na yung paborito mong pagkain, oh. Oh, kain na.
Yaya.
Oh, bakit, bebe?
Mwah! Thank you, Yaya!
Buti pa ang bata, marunong magpasalamat. Eh, ikaw, huwag baliwalain ang ating mga kasambahay. Respeto at pagpapahalaga, ipabonus na natin kay Yaya. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Malapit na me, Miss Yudu, have a question. Will you marry me? Yes! Yes! Yeah!
Huwag nating hayaang manakaw ang ating buhay at kaligayahan. Ating cellphone ay ibulsa habang nasa daan. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Tropang Radio!
Tropang Radio!
Tropang Radio!
Yo, yo mga katropa sa iPod nagbabalik sa Tropang Radio.
Yo.
And mga katropa sa ako po si Katropang
ako
Jane.
Ako po si Katropang Dex.
Ang inyong karevyo. So medyo hindi pa siguro masyado napapansin. And I guess in a way din kasi, well, naging low-key. Pero I guess, ano, pero wag din po kayo magulat na parang pagdating nyo doon, sobrang-sobrang you expected something, you will get of this film. And I think nga, the reason why it can be produced, Katropang Dex, all of them to come for
actually, meron ani, iba-ibang crew.
Oo nga, oo.
Iba-iba siyang crew.
Iba-iba talaga yung
production crew ang nag-
kumbaga, ano, yung vignettes niya, different director, different ano, meron lang silang parang set of general, may general ano lang sila, may general na nagko-control, I guess, ng entire operation. Meron pati yung mga pantahi niya, no, yung character ni Greg Kinnear na tsaka ni Dennis Quaid, kung saan pinapresent yung concept ng mga potential movie tabila, a movie ano, storyline sa kanya. Nung pinresent yon, doon nagkakaroon ng parang okay, parang ano ah, parang hindi masyadong maganda. And yet, yun nga yung supposed to be. Maybe na it's so disgusting. And yet, it was produced, di ba? Parang in kung nasa imagine mo lang yan, hiri na eh. Lalo na effort pa talagang gawin.
At napanood pa lang iba.
Oo nga, na-share pa, di ba? So,
yun.
Wish list. I would have
appreciated a tamer version. That, you know, you might want to, kasi as it is, sabi ko nga marami ninyo mga tema kanina na pwedeng makita natin dito sa ano nata. But as it is, I mean, on the lot eh. Yung on the lot yung series na gumagawa films. And episode, you will see like eight to ten short gawa ng mga
amateur filmmakers
and it, hindi ka na ano this or iba-iba man sila ng tema, nakikita mo na appreciate mo yung may syempre may mga bagay na ma-appreciate ka less because you are not the market of that, but meron kang mga ma-appreciate na wait, technically ito maganda, di ba? Conceptually ito maganda to. Content-wise, yung drama, if dramatic elements are concerned, ito, meron tong ano, narrative, ito siya. Yung ganun, nakikita mo yung strengths and the clear delineation of one theme from another. Ang problema kasi dito, binombard ka niya ng images na, parang, kaya nga sabi ko, feeling ko, these are just random stuff.
Thoughts.
Fact in several vignette. Ano yung, ano, bigyan mo ako ng sabi ko nga, bigyan mo ako ng at least pamphlet man lang on how I'm going to. Ibig ko, kung sa theme park nga, meron kang park map, di ba? Para hindi ka maligaw. Huwag mo kung saan lang. And then, you to appreciate the park as a whole. Parang, hindi yun ano eh. Although, sabi ko, in an overthinking, di ba? I might be able to put it together. Or is it just in my creative mind that I am, you know, rearranging so that there is really no meaning.
There is no meaning.
Sabi ko parang,
and they're fetishes.
Oo. Ito bang yung classic example ng ano, yung Islamic. Yung parang what it will, di ba? What you make out of that you have encountered. Which is, sabi ko parang, dapat kasi as creators, meron ka ng land na something eh. May point of view ka niya. Pero
medyo na pa eh, naksya. Until it started getting more ridiculous as it progressed, no? Parang, meron naman siyang mga bursts of...
May bursts of ano naman, okayness naman. Di ba? Kaya nga sabi, ganoon lang ang ginawa natin. In-intro natin ng bongga-bongga, binyan natin. This one, okay to. Chenes, ganyan. Hindi lang to ano. Tapos bilang o pinakita mo. Tapos, ano nangyari doon? Di ba? Ganyan. Ito yung tema niya, Chenes. Parang ano? Parang babae sa septic tank, 'di ba? What? I am pitching something, hindi mo na appreciate. Bakit? Eh ito 'yun eh. 'Di ba? From my point of view, ito 'yung mensahe niya. Ganun na lang sana, 'di ba? And it now adds up to the humor of it eh. Na parang oo nga no. May point na, oo nga no.
Kaya nga ano eh, parang sa characterization, which are you there? The person who has no idea of not seeing the testicles. Mm-hmm. The person with the testicles. Or everyone else who's pretending that it's not there.
Oo.
Diba? Mm-hmm. So, and if we use that as the metaphor, parang are we, diba, parang ano ba pinag-us the story there? Parang ganoon. Mm-hmm. Is it right in front of us? But it's masked in something that hindi siya in a form that na acceptable sa akin. Mm-hmm. Ganun kasi din siya eh. No? If you, sabi ko nga eh, well, they probably are having a laugh right now because there's five people who came to that. Di ba? Parang the producers are probably having a laugh. Mm-hmm. Na parang, utam mo, may mga naloko tayo. It just goes to prove what our point is, which is blank. Okay? Mm-hmm. So perhaps merong ganon. And I'd like to think na if we give some creators credit, perhaps that was the point. Pero it didn't have to be to that level. It mm-hmm. became too extreme na parang ano na siya. After a while, na-desensitize ka na doon sa level of mm-hmm. Ridiculous and absurd sitwasyon na sana eh, constantly meron kang... Kasi ako may na-read pa ako one after the other eh. Mm-hmm. So after the poop, yung poop episode, yung thing, hindi ko na makita naman na sobrang extreme naman yung sitwasyon na yun. Mm-hmm. Tapos noon, paya, ano siya, hindi naman siya talaga nag-escalate. Parang, minsan ganito, minsan po-pull back, tapos minsan, ano, bongga. Di ba, parang ganon. So, that became siguro my difficulty with the movie. Na kahit pa paano, yes, we appreciate perhaps the attempt, no? Kung meron mang very, ano siya, solid reason for the attempt. Mm-hmm. And perhaps some of us will see its value. I will not say I truly appreciate the entire attempt, pero at least yung sasabi nga, kasi ano pa rin eh, ako naman, sana kung eksperimento, tuloy-tuloy na, mm-hmm. minsan kasi fa-fall pa rin siya sa sarili niyang case, meron siyang traps na mismong siya din, ay nahuhulog din mm-hmm. siya doon. Okay?
So, yun.
So, yun. Rating? Ito na. How many yos katropang Dex?
Huh? Well, may sariling ko sa pelikula. Sabi ko nga,
four yos?
The joke is on us, di ba? And sabi ko parang, they might have produced this film
with the goal
na ano, ang goal natin, it will become the worst movie of the year and people will actually really hate it and give it ridiculous ratings that, you know, yun siya eh. Because it's all part of the joke. So,
yes.
I'm going to joke around with this one also. I'm going to give it 5 yos. Irony kung irony ba ang labanan? Pwede kong bigyan ng 5 yos ang ano na to, ang pelikula na to. Why? Because this is my statement of saying, and this is my way of saying, I saw through your joke. And not anymore. I'm going to joke around with all my reviews, with my rating as well. 5 yos.
Okay. On my end, there's no way to top that, so I'm not going to give it a rating. Pwede ko bang gawin yun? Aking first, ano talaga, was that, ano, well, bigla akong, ang feeling ko talaga, tumanda ako sa sitwasyon na ito. It really brought me to, parang, ako, sabi ko na, eto na, sana hindi siya permanent situation when, I truly appreciate the message, but in the form that it was presented, ay hindi nahirapan akong tanggapin. So, I'll give it a half a yo.
Yun.
Oo, yun. So, this probably is the best movie for the year then. So mga katrawas, next week ulit, hopefully there are other movies that are out there that are not
kasi
of the same.
You're showing me sarcasm, man. And I'm going to, ano.
Yeah. I
appreciate
it.
Sakay tayo dyan. 5 yos ako, half yo ngayon. Babalikan nyo ang episode na to after a year. You will find that ito lang ang moment yata na meron akong 5 yo at merong half yo si Katropang Jane.
At on the
at magtataka kayo kung bakit.
Yeah.
Tapos pakinggan niyo uli yung episode.
And you realize just how very polar also this episode has become. Sa mga taras, maraming salamat po sa inyong pakikinig. Again, 7 to 8 p.m. po tayo araw-araw dito sa Tropang Radio. Monday to Friday. Pag weekends po, konting pahinga tayo dahil alam na namin mahirap po naman na lagi-lagi na lang. Baka masyadong sumabog ang utak. Oo. Next week ulit, review Friday. Actually, alam mo, bilib ako ngayong review day natin, Katropang Dex.
Kasi?
Parang naging astral body ka na naman.
Dahil?
Ba't nandito ka?
Ha?
Akala ko dadas sa ibang lugar ka.
Actually, yayayain na nga kitang ulubi pa sa Singapore na.
Ah, uli ka na. Walis na.
Alas 10 ang flight, Katropang Jane.
Alas 9.
Alas 9 ba? We can still make it to the airport.
Alas 9. Bakit, bagay, mahali ka na. Ito na ang maleta. Let's go. Okay, so mga katrawas, dyan po sa puntong yan. Magpapaalam na po kami dahil ito na.
We have to go.
Mga,
last call na daw. Boarding na.
Actually, dito po kami sa airport. Mga katropas, kung sa DZUP 602, kasali ka sa Tropang Radio. Kasali ka na.
Katropa ka pa.
Let's go. Let's go.
iliw, perlas ng silanganan, alab ng puso, sa dibdib mo'y buhay. Lupang hinirang, duyan ka ng magiting, sa manlulupig, di ka pasisigil, sa dagat at bundok, sa simoy at sa langit mong bughaw, may dilagang tula at awit sa paglayang minamahal. Ang kislap ng wataw at mo'y tagumpay na nagniningning, ang bituin at araw niya kailan pa may di magdidilim. Lupa ng araw ng walhatid pagsinta, buhay ay langit sa piling mo. Aming ligaya na pag may mga api, ang mamatay ng dahil sa'yo.
Aking lupang sinilangan, tahanan ng aking lahi. Tinukot ko ako at tinutulungan, maging malakas, masipag at marangal. Dahil mahal ko ang Pilipinas, diringgin ko ang payo ng aking magulang. Susundin ko ang kulkunin ng paaralan. Buti pa rin ko ang kulkunin ng mamamayang makabayan. Naglilingkod, nag-aaral, at nagdarasal ng buong katapatan. Naalay ko ang aking buhay, pangarap, pagsisikap sa bansa.
Ang Panatang Makabayan ay atid sa inyo ng Makabayang Pilipino Movement, KBP, at ng himpilang ito.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we have concluded another day of broadcasting activities. You've been listening to DZUP 1602, an educational community radio station owned and operated by the University of the Philippines, as authorized by the National Telecommunications Commission. DZUP operates daily from Monday to Friday, from 10 in the morning to 8 in the evening, with a power of 5 kilowatts. Our studio is located at the second floor broadcast building, Media Center, College of Mass Communication, University of the Philippines, Diliman. Our transmitter is located at Village B, De Los Reyes Street, UP Campus, Diliman, Quezon City. DZUP is maintained and operated by the following duly licensed personnel. Electronics and Communications Engineer Philip Martinez with license number 00-46768. And Electronics Technician Lamberto Rosario with PRC license number 00-00272. DZUP 1602 would like to thank the following. Broadcast Marketing and Promotions Class, second semester school year 2009 to 2010 of Professor June Austria for producing the slogan Kasalika and the tagline Matinong Usapan para sa Maunlad na Bayan. And Robilin Banez of BC140 Sound Design Class of first semester 2010 to 2011 for producing the station ID. Ladies and gentlemen, DZUP 1602 is now signing off.